Testing season is wrapping up for many public school students in North Carolina. They've spent hours bubbling in answer sheets, proving to teachers what they've learned. But end-of-year exams only represent a handful of the dozens of tests students take throughout a school year. As Rima Crace reports, they're part of a testing regimen that education leaders are trying to rethink.
It seems like every year around this time, the question comes up. Are students taking too many tests? For Durham High School senior Jacob Whitaker, the answer is yes, followed by a harsh critique.
They are useless. I just don't think they're like a good measure of like how well you do, because I know a lot of kids that are really smart and tests just stress them out.
Whitaker isn't one of those kids, but his friend Katie Robbins is.
I'm an intelligent person, but I'm not that focused on like academics.
Robbins is also a high school senior. She's from Chatham County.
When I'm like put on the spot and I have to figure things out, I'm not as good at things.
On this evening, they're watching a movie at the mall with some friends, including Whitaker's younger sister, Becca. When asked if they plan to study for any of their end-of-year tests, most of them chuckle or softly shake their heads.
Probably not. Maybe
physics.
You only have to get, like, on one of the tests, our teacher told us we only have to get 11 out of the 40 questions, right, to pass because of the curve. Like, if you went through and marked A for every question, you would pass because of the curve. So it just shows that they're not effective.
Any student in school would think that we over-test. We have to put test in perspective.
That's the state superintendent, June Atkinson. She says there are two reasons why tests are so important. The first is to judge how schools and teachers are doing. The second is to help teachers figure out what to teach. Maybe the question, she says, isn't whether students take too many tests, but whether they're taking the right ones.
In some respects, I believe that North Carolina has lost its balance and its focus on what are the reasons why we test.
If you try counting the different tests students take, it would get very confusing very quickly. Eighth grade is the year that students take the most tests. They spend at least 24 hours during the school year being assessed. That doesn't count the quizzes or small tests teachers give on their own.
Part of the confusion is that parents and students do not know if the test originates from the state or whether it is a local test.
The state is required to give out end-of-grade tests based on a federal law known as No Child Left Behind. North Carolina also gives out final exams to meet the conditions of a national grant. Then there are lots of local tests that districts administer to make sure students are on track. In Durham, some think those district assessments have gotten out of hand.
Hi, my name is Isabella Peters. I am a fourth grader at Little River Elementary School.
At a recent school board meeting, parents and young students arrived with one request.
I hope the district will reduce the amount of tests as well as the time required to take these tests.
Peters tells the board she understands that Durham can't do anything about the state or federally mandated tests. But because of complaints like hers, the school board is in the process of reviewing the different local tests and figuring out which ones are necessary. Part of the plan is to survey those in the classroom to see how they feel. Paula Januzzi Godfrey is an instructional coach at Pearsontown Elementary School.
I feel like we're creating teachers who know how to give tests instead of creating teachers who know how to teach. The catch-22 is that if you're testing, you're not teaching.
Durham plans to give schools different testing options next year to see what works best. It'll happen as the state rolls out its own plan to potentially replace end-of-grade exams with shorter interim assessments. Any formal changes, of course, could take years. Okay, pencils down. Rima Crace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.